现在奉主耶稣圣名开始早上安息日的崇拜聚会。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our morning Sabbath service.
我们来唱诗378。
Let's sing hymn 378.
378首。
378。
暂时站着低头默祷。
Let's remain standing and bow our heads in prayer.
在聚会之前，我们向主祷告，求他带领我们今天安息日的聚会。
Before our service, we are going to pray to ask God to guide our morning service.
奉主耶稣的圣名，感谢祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we offer a prayer of thanksgiving.
主爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you.
你让我们能够放下世上的工作，能够在圣堂里面来守安息日。
You've allowed us to, give up our work in the world and to be able to come and worship you.
一起来敬拜你，领受你的话语。
And to come and listen to your words.
也领受你要应许给我们的各样福分。
And to receive all the promised blessings that you are going to give us.
求你特别施恩祝福，带领我们今天的聚会。
We ask that you especially bless and guide our services today.
我们知道你是创造天地万物的真神。
We know that you are the true God who has created all the heavens and earth.
你又是我们生命的主宰。
And you are the the power that leads and guides our life.
你利用六天的时间啊，创造天地万物。
Use just 6 days to build everything in the world.
你嘱咐我们要遵守安息日。
And you have told us to observe your Sabbath.
来纪念你的创造跟祝福。
So that we may remember your creation, your blessings.
因为我们的生命气息，万物都是你赐给我们的。
Because our breath, our life, and everything that we have is given to us by you.
你让我们能够饮食得到饱足。
You have allowed us to be abundant in food.
你让我们能够享受你的丰富。
You've allowed us to enjoy all of your abundance and blessings.
所以我们要利用安息日特别向你感恩。
So we are going to use the Sabbath day to especially give thanks to you.
我们更感谢你把我们从罪恶当中、死亡当中救赎出来。
We especially thank you for saving us out of sin and death.
让我们能够在今生劳苦的生活当中享受你所赐给我们的平安喜乐。
So that in this life, no matter what we may encounter, we can enjoy the joy and peace that comes from you.
让我们知道我们所安息日，你要成为我们的神，我们能够成为你真正的子民。
And we know that in order to We know that after we have observed the Sabbath, that we can truly be your children, you can be our God.
你又为我们预备一个永恒的安息。
And you have prepared for us the eternal rest.
所以我们虽然在地面上所安息。
Even though we are enjoying this rest in the world.
但是我们更盼望将来得到那个永远的安息。
But our greater hope is that eternal rest.
主啊，求你能够把你丰盛的宝贵的话语赐给我们。
Lord, please give us the precious words.
能够作为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
So that it can be the lamp before our feet and the light.
让我们能够走在正确的道路上面。
So that we may walk on the right path.
也能够让我们因为学习你的道有得救的智慧。
And from learning to do your word, we can also receive wisdom.
我们在聚会之前，用很虔诚的心向你感谢祷告。
Before our service, we humbly offer this prayer.
愿一切的颂赞荣耀都归在你的名下。
May all the praise and glory be unto your name.
愿你施恩带领祝福我们大家。
May you give grace and blessings to all of us.
感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise you.
阿门。Amen. 大家请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢主的恩典，让我们能够守安息日来敬拜神。
We thank the grace of God that we are able to observe the Sabbath and to worship God here.
我们现在要借着圣经来分享行道跟蒙福。
From the Bible, we are going to share about the topic to do the word and to be blessed.
雅各说一切全备的赏赐都是从天上的神来的。
In James, it says that all of the blessings have come from God.
神是赏赐万福给人享用的神。
God is the God who is going to give abundant blessings to his people.
但是我们要领受神的福分就是要遵守神的道理。
In order for us to receive these blessings from God, we have to observe his teachings.
所以雅各说我们不只是要听道理。
So James has said that we cannot just be the doers of the word.
我们要把神的道行在我们的生活当中，就会在我们所行的事上来得到福气。
We have to be able to live out the word so that in our life we can receive blessings.
那我们今天早上就根据箴言第三章来谈几点互相勉励。
And this morning we are going to share some points from Proverbs chapter 3 for mutual encouragement.
请看箴言第三章。
Please look at Proverbs chapter 3.
我们要从第一节谈到十二节。
We're going to discuss from verse 1 to 12.
我们知道所罗门神给他非常大的智慧。
We know that God had given Solomon great wisdom.
他不只是了解天文地理各样的常识。
Not only did he understand all types of knowledge in the world.
他也留下很多宝贵的话语在圣经里面给我们学习。
He was also able to leave many important teachings in the Bible for us to learn from.
这个箴言就是所罗门王所写的格言三千多句。
And there are over 3,000 phrases that Solomon had written in.
每一句话都非常的美，而且对我们都有很好的造就。
Every phrase is very beautiful and also has much edification for us.
我们先看箴言第三章。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章。
Proverbs chapter 3.
我们把第一节到十二节先读一遍。
We'll read from verse 1 to 12.
说我儿不要忘记我的法则，你心要谨守我的诫命。第二节。
Verse two.
因为他必将长久的日子、生命的年数与平安加给你。第三节。
Verse three.
不可使慈爱、诚实离开你，要系在你的颈项上，刻在你的心板上。第四节。
Verse four.
这样你必在神和世人眼前啊，蒙恩宠有聪明。第五节。
Verse five.
你要专心仰赖神，不可依靠自己的聪明。第六节。
Verse six.
在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。第七节。
Verse seven.
不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏神，远离恶事。第八节。
Verse 8.
这便医治你的肚脐，滋润你的白骨。第九节。
Verse 9.
你要以财物和一切出手的土产尊荣神。第十节。
Verse 10.
这样你的仓房必充满有余，你的酒榨有新酒盈溢。十一节。
Verse 11.
我儿，你不可轻看神的管教，也不可厌烦他的责备。十二节。
Verse 12.
因为神所爱的，他必责备，正如父亲责备所喜爱的儿子。请你读一遍。
Okay. Verse 1. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands too. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Verse 3.Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Verse 4. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Verse 6. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Verse 7. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Verse 8. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Verse 9.Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of your increase. Verse 10. So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. Verse 11. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. Verse 12. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as the father, the son in whom he delights.
Amen. 所罗门王在这里谈到一个人要蒙福的一些秘诀。
Here King Solomon talks about some of the ways in order for you to receive
blessings.
And even though there are 12 verses here, every two verses are one section.
所以这里总共有谈到六件事情。
So here there are six things that are mentioned.
我们就根据这一段圣经啊，一段一段来学习。
And so we are going to learn according to these passages.
第一节跟第二节讲到说要谨守神的诫命。
Verse 1 and 2 says that we need to keep God's commands.
神就会把长久的日子、生命的年岁跟平安加给你。
And then God will add to you length of days and long life and peace.
所诫命啊，神就会是给你平安跟长寿。
So if we keep commands, then we will be able to have a long life and peace.
我们知道神在西乃山的时候，透过摩西啊，把诫命传给以色列人。
We know that when God was at Mount Sinai, then he used Moses in order to deliver the Ten Commandments to the Israelite people.
叫他们要遵守。
And had told us to keep these commandments.
不只是以色列人啊，说我们现在新约的信徒也要守神的诫命。
So not only just for these Israelite people, but for us today, we also have to keep these commandments.
所以有一个少年人来问耶稣说，我怎样行才可以得永生？
So there was a young man who came to Jesus and asked, what can I do to receive eternal life?
耶稣就指示他说啊，你要进永生啊，你要守神的诫命。
And Jesus had told him that if you would like to receive eternal life, you need to observe and keep God's commandments.
所以这些诫命啊，是不会掉的。
So these commandments will not be forsaken.
因为是神亲手写在石板上。
Because God had personally written them on tablets.
这是世人啊，最基本的道德标准。
And these are the most fundamental standards for people to live.
所以，一个敬畏神呐、啊，想要领受神祝福的人呐、啊，一定要遵守神的诫命。
So a person who would like to have a long life and peace needs to observe and keep God's commandments.
我们看马拉基书第二章。
Let's look at Malachi chapter 2.
马拉基书二章第五节。
Malachi chapter 2 verse 5.
马拉基书啊，二章，我们从第四节看啊。
Malachi chapter 2 verse 4.
二章第四节。
Chapter 2 verse 4.
说你们就知道我传这个诫命给你们，使我与立位人所立的约可以长存，这是万军的神说的。第五节
Verse 5.
我曾与他立生命跟平安的约，我将这两样赐给他，使他存敬畏的心，他就敬畏我，惧怕我的名。第六节
Verse 6.
真实的律法在他口中，他嘴里没有不义的话，他以平安和正直与我同行，使多人啊回头离开罪内。这里讲到说啊，神把诫命赐给以色列人。
Here it says that God has given the commandments to the Israelites.
他说这个叫做生命跟平安的约。
And this is the covenant of life and peace.
啊，所以神后来叫立位人呐、啊，说你们要常常诵读，然后把这个诫命啊教导百姓来遵守。
And so God also told the Levites that they need to often recite these commandments so that the Israelites could listen and obey them.
所以教导百姓遵守诫命，这是祭司的职责。
And so it is the responsibility of the priest to teach the people these commandments.
说这个诫命是神跟人所立生命跟平安的约。
Because this is a commandment that was made between God and man, and this is a covenant of life and peace.
他说你遵守神的诫命，神就把这两样东西啊赐给你。
And so if you keep his commandments, then God is going to give these two things to you.
也就是赐给你生命，赐给你平安。
Which is to give you life and peace.
所以在诫命里面说啊，你若遵守神的诫命。
And so it says that if you keep God's commandments,
神会向他发慈爱啊，一直到他的祖孙千代。
God will show his mercy and compassion to all of the descendants of that person.
因为敬畏神啊，行神的道的人啊，神就是这样祝福给他。
Because this is how God is going to bless someone who fears God and keep his commandments.
所以摩西叫以色列的君王说啊，你们做王的时候就要把诫命啊抄一份啊放在身边啊，常常去诵读遵守。
So Moses had told the Israelite kings that they need to copy down the commandments at least once so that they can always keep a copy of it by their side.
任何人啊，要得神赐福，你就是守神的诫命。
And if anyone would like to receive blessings, then they need to keep God's commandments.
让耶稣亚接续摩西来带领以色列百姓的时候。
And when Joshua was going to take over the task from Moses,
神也告诉他说啊，你要刚强壮胆。
God also told Joshua that he needs to be strong and of good courage.
让神的诫命啊，常常在你的口中啊，不可以离开你的口。
To have God's commandments always be coming out of his mouth and to not leave.
你要常常诵读，谨守遵行。
And he needs to often recite these words and to keep them.
啊，那在你所行的道路上啊，就能够凡事亨通顺利。
And then in this way, throughout his journey, then everything can be smooth.
啊，在你一生当中啊，没有一个敌人可以在你面前站立得住。
And then throughout his life, there will be no enemy who will be able to stand firm in front of him.
他说，我们看到耶稣亚在一生当中啊，他谨守神的诫命。
And we could see that throughout Joshua's life, he was able to keep God's commandments.
所以神带领他凡事亨通顺利。
And so God was able to guide him so that his life had gone
smooth. 他可以攻占迦南人，把迦南地占领下来。
He was able to take over the Canaanites and to be able to control.
然后把产业就分给以色列民。
And be able to divide the inheritance to the Israelites.
他们让他们可以在神应许之地呀、啊，而可以在那边安然居住。
So that God's people were able to dwell in the promised land.
所以所神的诫命啊，这是我们蒙福的第一个秘诀。
So the first key for us to receive blessings is to keep God's commandments.
说神会把长久的日子、生命的年数跟平安的日子加给你。
because God will add to you length of days and long life and peace.
我们看历代志下十一章。
Let's look at Second Chronicles chapter 11.
历代志下十一章十七节。
Second Chronicles chapter 11 verse 17.
十一章啊，十七节。
Chapter 11 verse 17.
说这样就坚固犹大国，使所罗门的儿子罗伯安、啊、强盛三年，因为他们三年遵行大卫和所罗门的道。这里讲到所罗门的儿子罗伯安做王以后，
Here talks about the son of Solomon, Rehoboam, and after he had become king.
他有三年的时间、啊、国家非常的强盛。
There were 3 years where the kingdom was very strong.
说因为他在这三年当中、啊、遵行神的道。
And it was because during this time he had walked in the way of God.
所以神就让他国家强盛三年。
And so God allowed his kingdom to be strong for 3 years.
那三年以后、啊、他就离开神了，所以他的国家就衰落下来了。
But 3 years later, because he departed from God, so his kingdom also became weaker.
因为人离开了神、啊、人就没有办法做什么。
Because if man leaves God, then there is not much that man can do.
所以一个人能够所到、啊、就能够蒙福。
So if a person can be able to do, follow the way,And walk in the way,
离开神的道、啊、最后的结果就是败亡。
Then they can be blessed, but if they leave this way, then their result will be destruction.
所以这是所罗门跟他们讲的第一个，遵守神的诫命就是蒙福的第一个基础。
And so this is the first key that Solomon has told us that we need to keep God's commandments.
我们看回来箴言三章第三节。
Let's look back to Proverbs chapter 3 verse 3.
箴言第三章、啊、第三节。
Proverbs
3
verse
3. 说不可使慈爱诚实离开你，你要系在你的颈项上，刻在你的心板上。第四节。
Verse 4.
这样你必在神和世人眼前、啊、蒙恩宠，有聪明。第二个秘诀就是为人要慈爱跟诚实。
So the second key is that we need to have mercy and truth.
所罗门说、啊、这两样事情非常重要，
Solomon,
所以你要把它绑在你的颈项上面。
Solomon said that these two things are very important, so you have to bind them around your neck.
所以要牢牢地刻在你的心板上面。
And you have to write them on the tablet of your heart.
所以不是刻在那个石板上面，要刻在你的心上。
So it's not to write them on a stone tablet, but the tablet of your heart.
啊，把这两样事情牢牢地记住啊，啊，谨守遵行。
And to thoroughly remember these two things and to be able to do them.
为人要慈爱，要诚实。
In regards to other people, they need to have mercy and truth.
他说这样你就能够得到神跟人的爱。
And then in this way, you would find favor in the sight of God and man.
因为我们知道啊，神就是按照我们所行的啊来报应我们。
Because we know that God will respond to us in the way that we behave.
说恒心行善的神就用慈爱诚实对待他。
And those who are always doing good deeds, then God would also treat them with mercy.
一个人如果乖僻的人呢、啊，啊，神就用乖僻对待他。
But if a person is more stubborn, then God would also treat them in a stubborn way.
我们看诗篇的十八篇。
Let's look at Psalm 18.
诗篇十八篇。
Psalm 18.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
诗篇十八篇二十五节。
Psalm 18 verse 25。
说慈爱的人，你用慈爱待他；完全的人，你以完全待他。二十六节。
Verse 26。
清洁的人，你以清洁待他；乖僻的人，你以弯曲待他。所以我们为人怎么样啊？神就用什么样的态度来对待我们。
The way that we behave would also be the way that God would react towards us.
如果我们为人啊，对人有爱心，神就用爱心对待我们。
If we have love towards other people, then God would also treat us with love.
我们如果行为完全呢、啊，啊，神就用完全的态度来对待我们。
If we are perfect in our behavior, then God would also treat us in
some way. 所以我们如果要得到神的爱啊，我们为人要慈爱，要诚实。
So if we want to receive the love of God, then we have to be merciful and truthful towards others.
同样，我们对待人也是一样。
And this is the same towards people.
在马太福音第七章啊，有一个西方人叫做黄金利。
In Matthew chapter 7,
我们看马太福音七章的十二节。
Verse 12.
马太福音七章的十二节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 12.
所以无论何事，你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们要怎样的待人，因为这就是律法和先知的道理。我们一般中国人讲说啊，我们所不愿意的事情啊，不愿意碰到的事情，你不要坐在别人身上。
There's a Chinese saying that whatever you don't want to be done unto you, then you wouldn't want to do it to other people.
比如说，我们不希望人家恶待我们，我们就不要对人家行恶。
For example, if we don't want people to treat us badly, then we wouldn't want to treat other people badly as well.
不过这还算是比较消极的做法。
But this might seem a little pessimistic.
圣经的道理啊就比较积极。
But in the Bible, the truth is actually more optimistic.
说你愿意别人怎么样待你。
If you are willing for how other people will treat you,
你就积极啊，用这样的态度去对待别人。
Then you should proactively treat other people in this way.
比如说，我们常常都希望啊，别人能够多多的爱我。
For example, we always want to hope that other people will love us more.
你要得到别人的爱。
But if you want to receive the love of others,
那你就积极的把爱心啊实行在别人身上，你就能够得到别人的回报。
Then if you can be proactive and to love others, then others will also respond to you.
因为主耶稣说啊，你用什么量去给量给别人
？Because Jesus said that whatever kind of vessels you are giving,
别人就用什么量去量给你
？Then they will give you the same.
而且是上尖下流，多多的量给你。
And they will also give you the same kind of measurements that you have given them.
所以我们想多多能够得到别人的爱，你就把爱心啊付出来，坐在别人的身上。
If we want to receive more love from other people, then we need to show love to them.
你就能够得到很多爱心的回报。
And then you can receive a response of many.
这不只是人跟人之间啊，就是从一个家庭里面开始。
And in between people, this can start at the family.
你做丈夫的，你希望太太爱你。
As a husband, you would like your wife to love you.
那你就关心啊，常常爱她，你就能够得到更多的爱。
Then if you care and love your wife, then you can also receive much love.
因为你所付出的，你就能够得到更多的回报。
Because whatever it is that you give, then you will also receive much more.
好，我们看一下诗篇三十七篇。
Let's look at Psalm 37.
诗篇的三十七篇。
Psalm 37.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
诗篇三十七篇二十五节。
Psalm 37, verse 25.
我从前年幼，现在年老，这位见过义人被弃，也未见过他的后裔讨患。二十六节。
26.
他终日恩待人，借给人，他的后裔也蒙福。二十七节。
27.
说你当离恶行善，就可以永远安居。二十八节。
28.
因为神喜爱公平，不背弃他的圣名，他们永蒙保佑。但恶人的后裔必被剪除。二十九节。
29.
义人必承受地图，永居其上。这是大卫王的诗歌啊，谈到他的经历。
This is a song from David based on his own experience.
他说，从年幼的时候一直到年老，在他一生当中啊，看过很多的事，看过很多的人。
From when he was young to when he was old, he had seen many things in different people.
他从来没有看过一个义人被抛弃掉。
But he had never seen a righteous person being forsaken.
说他常常恩待别人，连他的后裔都能够蒙福。
And because the righteous is always merciful towards others, and even their descendants are blessed.
所以他说我们应当离恶啊，啊，多多行善。
So he said that if we depart from evil and do good, then we will dwell forever.
因为义人啊,
because God loves justice, and he will allow his descendants to dwell forever.
啊，所以一个人啊, 常常施恩啊, 对待别人好的, 神就是这样, 报答他, 啊, 人也是一样的,
if a person is often merciful and does good, then not only will people repay the person this way, but God will also bless them.
有的人以为说啊，世界上的人常常用比较诡诈啊，用一些方法来得到一些利益。
Some people might feel that there are others in this world that would often go about alternative routes or the wrong ways in order to receive benefits.
有的人以为说啊，那个诚实人、老老实实的都比较容易出亏。
Some people might feel that if you are an honest and trustworthy person, that maybe you would actually be.
但是事实上不是这样的。
This is actually not true.
我们看诗篇的31篇。
Let's look at Psalm 31.
诗篇31篇。
Psalm 31.
23节。诗篇31篇23节。Psalm 31 verse 23。说神的圣民啊，你们都要爱他，啊，神为保护诚实人呢，直直报应行事骄傲的人。这讲到说神啊，其实在天上监察地面上的万人。Here
it says that God actually observes and sees everyone in the world.
所以神会特别保护那些啊诚实的人。
And God will especially protect those who are faithful.
我们再看历代志下16章的第9节。
Let's look at 2 Chronicles.
历代志上16章第9节。
1 Chronicles chapter 12 verse 9.
历代志上16章。
Chapter 16.
历代志下，对不起， 历代志下16章，
2 Chronicles chapter 16，
第9节，
verse 9，
16章第9节，
16 verse 9，
说神的眼目啊，遍察全地，要显大能啊，帮助向他心存诚实的人。好，这先知啊，对这个亚沙王啊所讲的话。
This is what the prophet had told King Asa.
因为这个王啊，在做王从第一年到35年呐，啊，都很敬畏神。When
King Asa was king for the first 35 years, he feared God.
啊，所以神让他在35年当中啊，国中太平，国度很强盛。And
throughout these 35 years, God allowed his kingdom to be peaceful and to be very strong.
啊，但是很可惜啊，他最后的5年呐。
Unfortunately, in the last 5 years, the king began to lose his faith in God.
啊，所以相对的就失掉了神的祝福。And
because of this, then he was beginning to lose the blessings from God.
所以先知啊，就对他说啊，其实神在天上啊，监察地面上的世人。And
at this time, the prophet told King Asa that the eyes of the Lord actually sees the whole earth.
凡是能够向神啊，存着诚实的心的人。
But whoever can have a faithful heart towards God,
神对显出大能啊，来帮助他们。
God will show himself and be able to greatly help that person.
啊，所以我们为人要诚实啊。So
as a person, we need to be faithful,
啊,
honest.
讲话要实在，啊，做事也要实在。When
we speak and we do things, we need to do them honestly.
啊，神特别喜爱这些啊，慈爱诚实的人，要祝福给他们。
God would especially love these people who are faithful and honest, and he would bless them.
我们看尼希米记的第9章。
Let's look at Nehemiah chapter 9.
尼希米记第9章第8节。
Nehemiah chapter
9. 尼希米记啊, 9章第8节。
Chapter 9 verse
8. 我们看第7节啊, 从第7节跟第8节。
Verse 7 and
8. 尼希米记9章第7节。
Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 7.
说你是耶和华神，曾拣选亚伯拉罕，领他出加勒底的乌尔，给他改名叫做亚伯拉罕。 第八节。
Verse 8.
你见他在你的面前心里诚实，就与他立约，应许把迦南人、赫人、亚摩利人、比利洗人、耶布斯人、格加撒人之地赐给他的后裔，且应验了你的话，因为你是公义的。这里圣经里面讲到说啊，亚伯拉罕因为心里诚实。
Here it says that because Abraham was faithful.
啊，所以神就选立他，而且跟他立一个永约。
God had chosen him and made a covenant with him.
啊，是给他三大福气。
And gave him three great blessings.
第一个就是让他的祖孙呐、啊、非常的多啊，成为一个强国。
The first was that he would have many descendants that would eventually become a great nation.
啊，第二个就是把迦南地呀、啊、赐给他跟他的祖孙做产业。
The second was to give him the land of Canaan to become his inheritance for him and his descendants.
而且要让亚伯拉罕的祖孙让世人呐、啊、来带来福气。
And also for the descendants of Abraham to bring blessings to everyone.
所以神给亚伯拉罕三大福气啊，因为神看到他心里诚实。
So God had given Abraham three great blessings because he saw that his heart was faithful.
所以就跟他立约啊，束福气给他。
And so he made a covenant with Abraham.
而且神是信实的神。
God is also a faithful God.
所以他就按照他所应许的来应验他所受的福分。
And he would give out his blessings according to his promise.
啊，所以一个人呐、啊，向神心里诚实啊。
If someone's heart was faithful towards God,
神就会祝福给他。
Then God would bless him.
啊，诚实的人呐、啊，实际上有神的看顾是不会出亏的。
And a faithful person who relies on God would not fall short in life.
所以你说要把慈爱跟诚实啊，刻在你的心板，牢牢地系在你的颈项上。
So we need to bind mercy and truth on our neck and to write them on the tablet of our heart.
就是不要忘记，也不要忽略掉。
Which is to not forget.
那你就能够得到神跟人的喜爱。
And then we receive favor from God and man.
啊，能够得到神来的大大的祝福。
And we receive great blessings from God.
这是我们蒙福的第二个秘诀。
And this is the second key in order for us to receive blessings.
我们刚回来箴言书第三章第五节。
Let's look back to Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5.
箴言三章第五节。
Proverbs 3 verse 5.
说你要专心仰赖神，不可依靠自己的聪明。第六节。
6.
在你一切所行的事上都要认定他。他必指引你的路。我们知道我们人的道路啊，我们只能够看眼前，我们没有办法看到未来。
We know that for the path of man, we can only see what's in front of us, but we can't see the future.
所以耶利米书里面说啊，即使行路的人啊，他不知道未来自己的道路。
So in Jeremiah says that even if someone does not know where he is going to.
啊，箴言里面你说啊，我们人可以一直筹算啊自己的脚步、自己的道路。
In Proverbs it says that we can continue to try to figure out our steps.
啊，但是我们人的脚步唯有神啊才能够立定。
But our steps are given, guided and given to us by God.
所以人虽然很会计划、会谋算。
Even though a person can be very good at planning.
但是如果没有神的帮助啊，也没有办法顺利。
If there is no help from God, then they cannot succeed in anything.
好像罗德啊，他虽然看到很漂亮的约旦河平原。
Just like Lot, even though he has saw a very beautiful land by the Jordan River.
他觉得这是一个非常好、非常富庶的草原。
He felt that this was a very abundant and very good land.
啊，对一个牧羊人来讲啊，这是最好的土地。
And for a shepherd, this is a very good land and field.
啊，所以呢，就选择啊约旦河的平原。
So he decided to choose the fields in the by the Jordan River.
然后就慢慢的挪移帐篷往索多玛、俄摩拉的地方去。
And then he slowly moved his tent towards Sodom and Gomorrah.
圣经里面说啊，这个索多玛在当时看起来好像神的伊甸园一样。
And the Bible said that at the times, Sodom and Gomorrah looked like the Garden of Eden.
是一个非常丰盛啊， 非常美好的地方。
It was a very abundant and good place.
但没想到啊，他们搬到了索多玛以后，第一个就是突然间发生了大战争。
But by the time that they had reached the land of Sodom and Gomorrah, the first thing that happened was a great battle.
所以罗德跟他家人产业统统被抢走。
So that the possessions of Lot and his family were taken away from them.
后来是亚伯拉罕凭着爱心啊，把他们救回来。
But then it was because of the love of Abraham that they were able to be saved.
啊，不久以后啊，因为索多玛城的罪恶很重。
And not long after, because the sins of Sodom was too great.
神从天上降硫磺火把它灭掉了。
And God has sent down sulfur to destroy this land.
啊，虽然因为亚伯拉罕的祷告啊，索多玛，这个。索多玛被灭的时候啊，罗德被天使把他们硬把他们拉出来。
But because of the prayer of Abraham, Lot and his family were able to be saved by an angel out of Sodom and Gomorrah.
但是他们的产业啦、财富啊，都在索多玛，根本就没有办法带出来。
But all of their riches and possessions were left in Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以人所能够看的就是看眼前。
So what people can only see are what's in front of them.
没有办法看到未来的结果。
And they cannot see what the future will hold.
啊，虽然亚伯兰所看到的好像一个非常贫瘠的地方。
Even though for Abraham the land did not look so great.
但神却说：“你起来，你举目观看。”
But God had told Abraham to look up.
我要把你所看到的地方，你走过的地方啊，统统赐给你。
And God has said that I am going to give you everywhere that you are going to walk to.
啊，在人来看呢、啊，啊，这个迦南地根本就是一个比较荒凉的地方。
In the eyes of man, the land of Canaan would seem like almost like.
但是却是神要赐给亚伯拉罕呢，啊，成为所谓的流奶以蜜之地。
But this was the land that God was going to give to the people of Abraham, and it was going to become the land of milk and honey.
因为这一块地啊很特殊。
Because this land is very special.
当百姓能够敬畏神的时候，神就让他们呢、啊，啊，那个雨水非常的充足，物产丰富。
When the people fear God, then God allowed the land to have much rain and their crops to be.
啊，真正成为牛奶与蜜之地。
To truly become the land of milk and honey.
那让他们如果离弃了神。
But if they left God,
说天就必晒，地好像那个铜铁一样啊，啊就没有办法出土产。
Then there would be a drought, and the land would be very dry.
啊，所以神赐给他们的地方啊，也是要他们遵守神的命令才能够蒙福的地方。
And so even though it was a place that God had blessed them and promised them, they needed to fear God.
所以我们知道神能够主导一切。
So we know that even though God.
所以当一个人、啊、能够晓得敬畏神、啊、说神会让他选择一个正确的道路。
And if a person truly fears God and keep his commandments, then they
can truly walk
the right path. 我们看
箴言的16章。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 16.
箴言16章第三节。
Proverbs 16 verse 3.
箴言16章第三节。
Proverbs 16 verse 3.
说你所要做的要交托神。你所谋的就必成立。我们看过来第九节。
Skip to verse 9.
箴言十六章第九节。
Proverbs 16 verse 9.
说人心啊，筹算自己的道路，唯有神指引他的脚步。所以人的道路啊，啊未来要怎么样，不是靠自己可以决定。
What will happen to the future of a man's path is not determined by himself.
所以俗语说啊，谋事在人啊，成事在神。
So there is a saying that even though a man could plan, but God is the one who truly fulfills.
人可以计划，人可以努力，但是最后的成就啊，要靠神的恩典。
Man can continue to plan and work hard, but the ultimate result depends on the blessings of God.
所以雅各说啊，有一个人啊，他有很远大的计划。
So there is a man who had a great plan.
说我要搬到某一个城里面去。
And he said, I'm going to move to a certain city.
我要在那里住一段时间。
I will live there for a period of time.
我要在那边做事业，啊，在那边发达。
I am going to establish a career and be able to flourish there.
那雅各说，其实人的生命算什么呢？
But then James said, What is a man's life?
好像天上的云一样。
It's just like the clouds in the sky.
啊，出现少数啊，一下子啊，啊就消失掉了。
It's like a vapor, and it appears for a moment, but then it suddenly will disappear.
所以主有说啊，主如果允许的话。
So we can only say if the Lord wills.
我们就能够活着，就可以做这事，可以做那事。
Then we can say that we're going to do this or do that.
假使神不允许的话，虽然你有远大的目标。
If God does not will this, no matter what your purpose or your goal might be,
但是最后的结果啊，都会落空掉。
The ultimate result will still fall short.
啊，我昨天晚上谈到说啊，这一次到俄鲁啊那边去巡牧。
Last night I had mentioned that I had gone to pastor in an area.
我们看到很多弟兄姊妹啊，从各国啊搬到那边去。
We've seen that there are many brothers and sisters who have moved to this place.
感谢主啊，有的人啊，他们生活安定下来。
Thank God that there's many of them that have now settled down.
但是也有的人呐，啊，在生活当中啊，遇到很多的挫折。
There are also some people that are encountering many difficulties in their life.
啊，都是我们人没有办法想象得到的。
There are many things that people cannot imagine.
哦，所以有的人花了很多钱呐，啊，跑到那里去啊，最后啊，因为觉得很辛苦，他又回去了。
Many people have spent much money in order to get there, but then in the end, they still had to go back home.
所以人可以筹算自己的道路，但是唯有神的筹算了，才能够立定。
So man can try to plan out his way, but only God can determine whether or not it will happen.
所以一个人啊，如果能够认定神啊，说神就会指引他的道路。
So if a person will truly, be determined on God, then God will direct their steps.
啊，说虽然有时候遇到一些艰难的事情啊，但是你如果信靠神，神也会把那个又大又难的事情来指示你。
Even though they might encounter some difficulties along the way, but God will still guide them out.
所以我们要专心仰赖神啊，不要依赖自己的聪明。
So we have to focus on our heart on God, but not to rely our on our own wisdom.
我们看到约瑟啊，还有但以理，他们虽然在外邦的地方。
We know that people like Joseph and Daniel, even though they were in the land of Gentiles.
啊，一开始也遇到一些不顺利的环境。
At the beginning, they were encountering an environment they were not used to.
啊，那他们坚守神的道理啊，专心仰赖神。
But because they followed the word of God and they relied on God.
所以神就跟他们同在，让他们凡事能够亨通顺利。
God abided with them so that they were able to do many things smoothly.
所以虽然在外地啊，但是神却能够让他们昌盛起来。
Even though they were not in their homeland, but God was able to allow them to have an abundant
life. 耶撒法王跟西西家王
and King Hezekiah and Jehoshaphat,
他们都曾经啊遇到非常大的难处。
They had met great difficulty in their life.
因为他们的国度啊非常的弱小。
Because their kingdom was very small.
啊，曾经遇到非常强大的敌人。
They had encountered many powerful enemies.
所以他们最后跑到圣殿里面去祷告神。
It was only because they had gone into the temple to worship and
pray. 他们说啊，神啊，我们真的遇到一个很大的困难。
And they had told God that they have truly encountered a.
好像那个生产的妇人呐，要生下小孩子，但是却没有力气。
Like a woman who is about to go into labor but has no more strength.
因为我们的敌人啊，又强又大。
Because our enemy is very strong and great.
啊，我们自己本身的军队好像两群小绵羊一样。
But we ourselves, our own armies are just like small lambs.
我们真的没有力量去抵抗那个强大的敌人。
We truly have no more strength to oppose this enemy.
所以他们说啊，神啊，我们的眼目只有专心的仰赖你。
And so they have said that God, our eyes are only to look
on
you.
我们只有求你能够拯救我们。
We can only depend on you to save us.
后来先知啊，奉神的命令啊，就来安慰他们。
And then the prophet, because of listening to the commands of God, they had come to comfort the king.
说你们能够专心仰赖神啊，就能够得到亨通顺利。
And said that if you focus your eyes on God, then you will be able to succeed.
所以虽然在那个大敌当前啊，神就帮助他们啊，大大得胜。
Even though there is a powerful enemy before them, God was able to allow them to come out victorious.
因为夜间啊，敌人筑香的残上。
And because at the night the enemies ended up killing.
他们王啊一起来啊，发现说啊，怎么都是到处都是尸体。
And when the king had woken up, then they realized that there were corpses all over the place.
啊，结果就带着一些啊剩下的部队就回去了。
And so they brought their leftover armies, and then they went.
结果在那个很艰难当中啊，神就拯救他们脱离那个非常大的艰难。
Even though this was a very great trouble that they were in, God was able to deliver them out.
所以说我们专心仰赖神啊，神就能够帮助我们能够亨通顺利。
If we focus and rely on God, then God will be able to let our path be smooth and successful.
我曾经见证过我们有一个王执事啊。
I have testified that there is a deacon Wang.
啊，他在警察界里面服务。
He was serving as a policeman.
啊，因为他非常的忠心呐，啊，所以成绩相当好。
Because he was very loyal, so he had a very good record.
啊，他每年都祝愿说啊，不要升官。
Every year he would make a vow to God, and he wanted to pray that he would.
因为他如果升官的话，就要调离本来的地方啊，要到别的地方去。
Because if he were promoted, then he would have to move to somewhere else.
啊，他想这样啊，就会影响到他在教会里面的工作。
And he felt that this would influence and affect his work in church.
所以每年的时候，他就要写虔诚说啊，我放弃升官。
So every year he would have to write a letter to say that I am giving up my opportunity.
后来有一个很艰难的治安的问题。
And then there was a difficult problem in regards to the security in the area.
有一些不好的人啊，他们组织了很多的枪械。
There are many bad people and they had many weapons.
啊，所以在社会上啊，造成了很多的凶杀案件啊，很大的治安的问题。
Because there were smuggling weapons, and so there were many problems with homicide.
啊，政府啊，一直啊，找不到那个原因在哪里。
And the government could not find out where the origin of this problem was.
后来就把这个责任啊，就托付我们教会这个王执事啊，去处理。
And so they gave this problem for our deacon Wang in order to solve it.
啊，他根本也没有线索啊，也不晓得怎么办。
And he didn't have any clues, and he didn't know what to do.
所以他每天啊，早上一大早就跑到一个山头上去祷告。
And so every morning he would wake up very early to go to pray on a mountain.
啊，祷告了一段时间以后，突然间天空啊出现三个字。
After he prayed for a period of time, then in the sky there are three words that appear.
啊，中文叫伯利恒啊，三个字。
Oh, in Chinese it's three characters, so it's Bethlehem.
他想说啊，奇怪，怎么会出现这三个字？
And he thought it was very strange, and he was wondering why these three words appeared.
啊，他想说啊，这个可能跟那个祖师的遗传有关系。
And he felt that maybe it had to do with the ships that were smuggling the weapons.
啊，结果他到那个港口的地方啊，遗传啊三四千艘啊，你根本不晓得要从哪里去查起。
And when he had gone to the port, because there were over three or four thousand ships and or boats, and he didn't know where to start.
啊，后来跟这个伯利恒三个字有关系的有六十艘。
But the boats that had to do with the word Bethlehem, there were about 60 of them.
他说有一天啊，他在那个岸边巡视的时候，有一艘船叫做恒吉利哦，啊，就跟那个伯利恒有两个字相同。
And one day when he was patrolling the area, then he saw that there was a boat with the name that had two of the same characters as Bethlehem.
啊，刚好准备开出去。
And the boat was about to leave.
那主角说这一艘船有问题。
But he had an instinct that felt that there was something wrong.
所以他就要求说啊，派100个警察来。
And so he had decided to send over 100 officers.
啊，把那一艘船呢、啊，就叫他们不可以开出去，然后把船员呐、啊、一个一个啊隔离问话。
And they stopped the boat and interrogated each of the employees on the boat.
啊，后来发现说啊，真的就是那一艘船，组织了很多的枪械进来。
They realized that it was actually that boat that had smuggled all the weapons.
所以因此啊，他立了一个大功啊。
And because of this, he had done a very good deed.
啊，所以本来他不愿意升官的，结果政府强迫他连升三级。
At first, he did not want to be promoted, but because this was forced by the government, so he had promoted by three levels.
我们看耶利米书三十三章。
Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 33.
耶利米书三十三章。
Jeremiah chapter 33.
第二节。
Verse
2. 耶利米书三十三章第二节。
Jeremiah 33 verse 2.
说成就的就是神，造作的要建立的也是神。神是他的名，他如主说啊。第三节
，verse three，
你求告我，我就应允你，并将你所不知道又大又难的事来指示你。这是神亲口说的。
This is what God says himself。
说你有时候又碰到那个又大又难的事情。
Sometimes you might meet great and mighty things。
但是你主要求告神。
But as long as you call on the Lord,
啊，神就会指示你啊，让你能够明白。
Then God will direct you and to allow you to understand.
所以我们看到说，约瑟能够解梦。
So we know that Joseph could interpret dreams.
因为神是给他聪明智慧。
Because God had given him wisdom and knowledge.
但尼尼啊，虽然遇到一个很大的难题。
Even though Daniel had encountered a great
problem, 王做了梦啊，这个梦忘记掉了。
The king had a dream, but then he forgot about it.
啊，那但尼尼就邀他三个朋友。
And then Daniel had invited his three friends.
就一直的祷告。
And they kept praying.
啊，这个神就在异象当中啊，把王所做的梦跟梦的讲解让他明白。
And then in a vision, God allowed Daniel to see the dream and to be able to understand it.
所以真的有时候我们遇到又大又难的事情啊。
So truly, sometimes we might encounter great and mighty.
但是我们能够专心仰赖神。
But if we can focus and to rely on God,
他说神会让我们明白啊神的旨意。
Then God will allow us to understand His will.
把那个又大又难的事情来指示我们，让我们明白。
And He will allow us to understand the great and mighty things.
所以不是光靠人的聪明智慧。
So we cannot only rely on human knowledge.
我们一定要专心仰赖神啊，专心的认定他。
We need to concentrate and to rely on God.
他就会指引你的道路，啊，让你能够万事亨通顺利。
Then he will direct our paths.
好，我们早上就谈到这里，我们来唱诗467首。
Let's sing hymn 467.
467.
467.
坐。
Please be seated.
我们要一起来祷告。我们先看两段圣经。
We're going to pray now, but let's first look at passages in the Bible.
我们看诗篇六十五篇第二节。
Let's look at Psalm 65, verse 2.
诗篇六十五篇第二节。
Psalm 65, verse 2.
说听祷告的主啊，环流血气的都要来就近你。这里讲到说，神是听祷告的神。
Here it says that God is a God who listens to prayers.
我们一般人讲说啊，人在痛极夫娘啊，穷极夫天。小孩子遇到困难的时候就叫妈妈。
We often say that if a child is in trouble, then he will call out for his mom.
因为他知道妈妈会帮助他。
Because he knows that his mom would help him.
而我们人在那个穷困没有办法的时候，人就会呼求神。
But when a man is at their wit's end and they don't know where to turn, then they will call out to God.
所以人会找神来帮助啊，向神祷告，这是人的本能本性。
And so it is nature, it is human nature for people to want to call out to God to help them.
所以虽然有的人啊不相信神，
even though some people do not believe in God,
但是当他遇到啊那个困难的时候，他很自然要寻求一个全能者来帮助他。
When they have encountered a difficulty, they will naturally want to ask for someone who with authority who can help them.
小孩子要爸爸妈妈帮助他，这个不是羞耻的事情。
And when children need their parents to help them, this is not something to be ashamed of.
人晓得自己的软弱，要寻求神啊，这也不是羞耻的事情。
And if people understand their own weaknesses and they want to seek God, then this is also nothing to be ashamed
of. 因为人的智慧、能力啊、时间都相当有限。
Because a man's power, authority, wisdom are all limited.
所以在我们知道自己的软弱当中啊，就会寻找那个啊。全能者来做我们的依靠。
So if we understand our weaknesses, then we would know to rely on the Almighty.
所以保罗说啊，我夸口我自己的软弱。
So Paul has said that I boast in my weaknesses.
因为当我晓得自己软弱的时候，我就会寻求神。
Because I know that when I am weak, then I will call out to God.
啊，当我向神祷告的时候，神的能力帮助我。
And then when I pray to God, then the power of God can help me.
所以我就可以在软弱当中得到力量，我就刚强起来了。
And then in weakness I can be strengthened, and then I can become strong.
所以以赛亚先知说啊，就是少年人也会疲乏困倦跌倒。
And the prophet Isaiah said that even young people will sometimes become weak.
但是一个人如果能够仰望神，
but if a person can rely on God, to
他就能够重新得力。
Then he can be renewed in his strength.
所以他奔跑啊，不会困乏，不会疲倦。
So that even though he is running, he would not become tired.
他会好像鹰一样啊，展翅高飞上腾。
And he would be like an eagle soaring with his wings.
所以我们知道，我们人带着肉体啊，有我们人的软弱。
So we know that as humans with our flesh, we have our weaknesses.
很多我们没有办法克服的困难。
There are many difficulties that we cannot overcome.
所以我们一定要来寻求主。他会赐给我们力量。
So we need to seek God, and He will give us strength.
因为他是听祷告的神。
Because He is a God who listens to prayer.
所以圣经里面说啊，神在天上监察地面上的世人。
So the Bible says that God is in heaven and observing all.
所以义人有时候会遇到一些困难的事情。
The righteous might also encounter difficult things.
但是当他们呼求的时候，神就从天上啊来拯救，来帮助他们。
But when they call out to God, then from heaven, God will also be able to give them help.
因为神是听人祷告的神。
Because God is a God who listens to prayer.
所以我们可以借着祷告啊，去寻求神的帮助。
We can look for help from prayer to.
我们可以借着祷告来体味神的大能跟慈爱。
And then from prayer, we can also experience the power and mercy of God.
啊，所以诗篇三十四篇里面说，你可以尝尝主恩的滋味。
And so Psalm 34 says that you can often taste the love of God.
好像我们在吃东西啊，你吃了以后觉得哇，这个味道很好。
Just like when we have eaten something, we think that it is very delicious.
啊，我们会跟我们家人呐、啊，跟朋友说，啊、哇，这个菜煮得很好。
We would tell our friends and our family that this dish was very good.
啊，然后跟他们分享啊，啊，介绍给他们。
Then we would share and introduce it to them.
所以我们在领受神的恩典也是一样。
This is the same when we have received the blessing of God.
所以我们可以尝尝主恩典的滋味。
We can often taste the blessings of the Lord.
说一个人能够投靠神呢、啊，就是又美又善的事情。
And if a person can call out to God, then this is a very beautiful and good thing.
因为敬畏神的人呐、啊，一无所缺。
Because a person who fears God lacks nothing.
所以保罗说啊，我们可以一无挂虑。
So Paul says that we do not have to worry.
凡事借着祷告告诉神。
In all things, we can pray to God.
神就会赐给你意外的平安。
And then God will give us a peace that surpasses
our understanding. 还要保守我们的心怀意念。
And He is going to keep our heart.
所以祷告是我们基督徒的特权。
So prayer is a special privilege of a Christian.
虽然我们人的能力有限。
Even though human abilities are limited.
虽然我们面对没有办法解决的困难。
Even though we face difficulties that we cannot overcome.
但是当我们祷告神的时候，我们天父就会应许垂听来帮助你。
When we pray to God, our Heavenly Father will listen to us.
所以我们可以一无挂虑。
So that we do not have to worry.
啊，借着祷告啊，来告诉神。
And through prayer, we can tell God anything.
而事实上，我们的祷告很简单。
And when we pray, it is actually very easy.
啊，手合着，眼睛闭着。
We clasp our hands and we close our eyes.
因为神是灵啊，所以我们要用心灵跟诚实来拜他。
Because God is spirit, so we need to worship Him in truth and faith.
所以不是我们用很多重复的话讲很多的事情啊，神就会听。
And so if we, it's when we just repeat the things in our heart, then God will also listen to us.
而是用你很真实啊，很诚恳的态度。
It's not that we just repeat things and then God will listen to us, but we
are asking. 用你的内心啊，来向他恳求。
That in our heart we are ask with our heart we are asking.
用我们的心啊，来打动神。
And with our heart we can touch God.
啊，不是用很多的言辞。
It's not using many words.
啊，所以我们的祷告啊，很简单，可以用哈利路亚赞美神啊，这样来赞美他。
So our prayer is very simple. We can praise Him.By saying Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
出于内心啊，真诚的祷告啊，能够达到神的面前。
The prayer that truly comes from our heart will be able to reach God.
啊，当我们的祷告达到神面前呐、啊，神就会施恩呐、啊，啊，就会垂听你的祷告。
And when our prayer has reached God, then God will listen to us.
就会应许你所求的。
And He will give us His promise.
啊，更重要的，他要照着应许，把他的灵啊浇灌在你的心中。啊，永远跟你同在。
More importantly, according to His promise, He is going to fill our heart with His Spirit and to always abide with us.
所以我们知道说神啊非常伟大，充满宇宙万有。
We know that God is very powerful and He is throughout the universe.
但是更宝贵的是，神要跟我们卑微的人啊住在我们内心里面，常常跟我们同在。
What is even more precious is that God is going to dwell always with us who are very
真的主要有神跟我们同在，我们还怕什么呢？
And if truly God is with us, then what else do we fear?
因为他是全能慈爱的神。
Because He is the God who is almighty and loving.
啊，所以我们有神同在，就能够凡事亨通顺利了。
And if we have God with us, then everything it can be done smoothly.
所以在真教会里面呢，能够体会到神的同在非常清楚。
And so in our true church, we can very clearly experience God.
因为我们每一个人主要虔诚的祷告，神就会赐圣灵给你。
Because every one of us, if we pray with humility, then God will give us the Holy
Spirit. 得到圣灵的时候，你内心会充满着喜乐。
When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, then your heart will be filled with
joy. 你会讲出一种听不懂的话。
You would speak in a language that is not understood.
好像使徒时代的教会一样。
Just like the church in the apostolic times.
说啊，圣灵，是我们看得见、听得见。我们能够亲手看、亲手摸到的。
And the Holy Spirit is something that we can hear, and listen, and see, and to touch.
所以，当你得圣灵了，你很清楚知道有神、有天国。
And when you have the Holy Spirit, then you know that there is God and there is the heavenly kingdom.
啊，有神住在我的内心里面。
And that God is living in your heart.
啊，非常的清楚。
And it is very clear.
啊，我们现在就要请大家一起来祷告。
Now we are going to ask everyone to pray.
啊，我们也盼望我们出来的朋友能够用虔诚的心呐、啊，啊，跟我们一起祷告，来体会神的大能跟慈爱。
We hope that our friends can also pray with humility and to experience the love and power of God.
啊，第一句话一起念，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
The first thing that we repeat and say together is, In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，然后我们自己可以反复念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
And then we ourselves can continually say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
我们注意说啊，我们的祷告要很专心，而且很诚恳，出于内心的祷告。
In our prayer, we have to be humble and to be earnest and to pray with
our hearts. 用真诚的心啊，啊来打动神。
And with our faithful heart, then we can touch God.
啊，这样神就祝福给你。
And then in this way, God will give you blessings.
我们就一起跪下来感谢祷告。
Let's kneel down together and pray.